Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Sunday night, late night radio. What fun.
Well, that way.
Yeah.
One, two. You're going to love my
other one. Two, three, four.
Up this morning, looking for my shoes, look behind the trunk, found the hesitation blues. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate?
Three. I've used it for 14 years.
Rocking chair, blues overtake me, rock away from here. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate?
Here on Francie and Friends. I know it's not Sunday night. We're doing a Friday night show. We're really sorry about that. But I want to introduce a really good friend of ours. We're going to introduce him in a little while. But we're going to do a couple of things first. First of all, I would like to say again to the Blog Talk Radio community, we're number one. Are we number one?
We are number one.
We, oh my gosh, you got the radio voice. Why the hell are you not doing radio? Oh my gosh. Your voice is like so much smoother than mine. Like, you could be like.
No, I've been told that a lot.
Then why are you not doing it?
I don't know.
I can't
do. I have regular access to a computer.
I can't do.
Well, I mean, I have regular access to computers, but that's not the same thing.
But I can't do. I can't go.
No, I have internet.
Well, then you need to come over here and do internet, and you need to.
So what's going on today?
All right. So let's find out if Nicholas Grabowski is on. And Nicholas Grabowski. Echo! Make an announcement!
What's the
why my throat hurts too much? Nick, call in! I have to do that every now and again. All right, so check this out. Before Nicholas Grabowski calls in, we got to do a couple of little announcements. We're number one. You seen it? We're number one.
I've seen it. We hit the Google. We did Google search, and we searched up the Blog Talk Radio twice now, and we are the number one live streaming.
We're not even, this isn't even our nighttime.
It's not. I think he just wanted to make sure I could do it.
Definitely
next time we're going to have some pinpoints on subjects and our objective for the audience, the captive audience, to take upon themselves and for later thoughts. And
dude, this guy could do thunderstorms at night. Like, you could be like, listen to the cool jams.
You're listening to 74.5 FM Smooth Jazz with Lorenzo Ortega as your host.
Dude, you're made, man. You can look. You got the switchboard. You got everything. It's so easy to learn.
Are those other lines right there? Like lines for calling in right there? Audio? No, those are audio clips.
Yeah, these are all my audio clips. Oh, you want to hear it? You want to hear a big blooper? All right. Here's 4 years after doing Blog Talk Radio with us. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm. I love your show. You guys talk about everything and anything, and it's amazing, you know. And it's just fun. It's all, you know, last time I think I was on was, God, almost a year ago with David Madison.
Yeah,
and
David Madison made a phone call in.
I think Stephen Jeffries. It was me, David Madison, and Stephen Jeffries.
Yeah, I was telling Ron about that, and he was like, "You can do this." Damn it. I was like, "Well, we're gonna try and get Stephen on. Don't worry, Stephen Jeffries from Fright Night. He's really cool. He was a really nice guy. I think Nick was more shocked. Are you fucking kidding me, Stephen fucking Jeffries?"
I just wanted to ask. There's so many people that I want to thank, like when my phone rang out.
I'm calling in.
I don't
give
a fuck. Put your name and the any credits in the special thanks section just for being very, just for kind of a mental boost. One of the ways that proverbial kick in the behind and inspiring me to keep on going. I'd like this person just put your name in the special thanks at the end for being one of the people who inspired me to move forward.
Yeah. We got Jonathan to sing on the show.
I want to find your horror movie.
Hey, there you go. He wants a part.
Listen, you got it.
That's the greatest question of the night, and thank you. I would love it. It'd be a thrill. But you gotta let me just holler on the screen, you know, something, you know. Or give me the popcorn concession there. You know?
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, I know what you're talking about.
Get an invite to the premiere to win.
That's what I need.
You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Did anybody sleep with their jacket after they got it? You know, they were so happy to have it.
No. For me, I'm gonna be honest with you. And this might sound dick, but whatever. I didn't join Hell's Kitchen to get a black jacket.
I
joined Hell's Kitchen to walk through the door.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Fran, do you know who else is here?
Who?
Sue fucking Dent.
Sue Dent. And Joe Flynn.
You want to ever say hello?
I put you on the...
I got to find her first. She must have stepped out for a minute.
Hi.
But Sue fucking Dent is here tonight. Yeah.
Who do we have on tonight?
We have Sue fucking Dent on tonight. We have Sue fucking Dent tonight. If she ever comes on, is she on?
I'm here.
Yeah, she's here.
She's too busy talking in the chat room.
I'm kidding.
You know, what was really cool about calling her Sue fucking Dent is that Sue fucking Dent is like the Southern Belle. And, you know, like she doesn't, no, she's in the South.
Oh, she is the Southern Belle.
She is the Southern Belle. That, well, her Southern draw. Her Southern draw.
Fair comment right there.
And when we got Sue fucking Dent, and she's like, oh. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, you got to get a show started. You got the radio voice. I mean, listen to my voice. Your voice is a lot smoother. Smoother, is that a word?
Smoother. I think it's smoother.
Go out there and tell Nick to call in, because he's not calling in.
Yeah.
Echo, make an announcement. See, this is why my throat hurts. Call in. All right. You want to hear the worst embarrassment show that I ever had on this show before?
Yeah.
All right. So you got to realize that this is live radio.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are told that you're going to get a guest.
I can't find the link. I'm trying to look for the link.
Echo, make an announcement.
What's the announcement?
563-999-3709.
Same number.
All right. So 563. I was working at Walmart. Okay. I had my hero. I had a hero at this time. Are you ready for this one? Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Really? I've heard it before.
Wait, who's... Oh, yeah, he is younger than us.
Not by far, far.
Who is Route? Oh my gosh, we need to do a show every now and again. Okay, who? Oh, Nick.
Hello.
Nick, he asked me who is Rowdy Roddy Piper.
What?
Who is Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Oh.
Oh, he's a wrestler.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, he's an Irish wrestler.
That's what
he used to
got?
Go into the ring with a skirt.
Mm-hmm. Is it a what? Mm-hmm.
He used to go into the ring with a skirt. I was going to say squirt. Skirt. A Scottish skirt. Yeah, he was Scottish.
Sure.
Not Irish. Scottish. Roddy Piper. Oh, he's the guy from They Live.
They Live!
Yeah, the movie They Live. By John Carpenter. He's the guy.
Gosh.
Is it a zombie movie?
Said something about chewing bubble gum.
Oh, Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kick ass and chew some bubble gum. But I'm all
out of awesomeness. Yeah, that's Roddy Piper that said that. Yeah.
Huh.
So check this out. All right. So check this out. You ready for this?
Okay.
All right.
Good time.
I was told that I had Roddy Piper's manager, and I interviewed him. He's like, yeah, I'll give you Roddy Piper next week. Shot in the hole. I was like, okay, that's what I want. Roddy Roddy Piper was my hero. He came from nothing, and he made his way into the world, and he became successful. So he's my hero. You know, he came from nothing. He was on the streets, and he became a boxing champion. So anyways, So here I am. I'm interviewing Rowdy Roddy Piper's manager. He's like, yeah, I'm going to give you Roddy Piper next week. And I'm like going to work. And I'm like, yeah, I got Roddy Piper next week. And they're like, no, you don't. I was like, yes, I do. And they said, no, you don't. He's doing a 3D live at a movie theater of They Live. Yeah, he's hosting that. No, Roddy Piper is not going to be on your show.
Oh, no.
No, he's like
then,
busy watching his own movie.
I was following along to the T.
And then my friend Dave Madison, he was like, yeah, no, I know Roddy Piper's manager. You're not speaking to Roddy Piper's manager. And I got everybody at Walmart. I'm like, you know, I had Elvira and all the guys.
It turned out that he was a fake.
It
wasn't his manager at all.
Yeah, well, not his manager.
He's just saying, I'm his manager. You do whatever you want. Yeah, no, it's not
his face. For Elvira? And I'm like, Elvira is not going to be at my house.
Damn.
And that's what they said. Damn.
Yeah, what a big letdown.
I know. They were hoping to be the boom mic. Can we just hold the microphone? I was like, dude, she's there.
The whole week before, I had come up with a list of shit to talk shit to him about.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, the whole paper.
So we were Blog Talk Radio's number one pick of the day. Why? Because we had the rowdy one, Rowdy Roddy Piper, on our show.
Yeah, and it turned out not to be the case. I've got something for
And I even talked to the manager, and the real manager actually said Roddy Piper is actually in the projection booth starting the 3D version of They Live, and I was like, can he at least come down and say hello? No. So we had to fix
Hello.
That.
Hello. Isn't that a... Who sung that? That
it's
was
me.
Like... that dude from the early 80s. Hello, is that me you're looking for? Because I know just what you do.
It's an open door.
Na, 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 na. And
that's
I want
all you
to
do.
Say, I love you. Who is that?
Stevie B. Is that Stevie B?
No, that
Lionel
Richie. That was a Lionel Richie song. Hello. Is that me you're looking for?
Yeah. Yeah. Very personal song.
So I found that out a couple hours before I was supposed to go live. And I told everybody at work, I was like, nope, Roddy Piper, nope. I had to go to work.
Hey, I got something for, if Howard Stern's listening, I got something for him. I got dogs cooking in the microwave.
Wait, I wanted to give my Roddy Piper story. I didn't realize that Roddy Piper's not. Your Blog Talk Radio's number one pick of the day.
Okay.
All right.
Really?
You go on the Blog Talk Radio. Roddy Piper is going to be on that show. Then you realize Roddy Piper is not going to be on the show.
So
no.
Nope. In that position, what do you do? Now, I'm facing the critique of a liar.
All right.
Yeah.
I might need your eyes.
Eyes?
I'm blind. Alright.
Alright. Well,
look for Roddy Piper.
Vince.
Go down.
Roddy Piper.
Keep going. I'll tell you what
he is. He's not like the Pied Piper of Hamelin, which led all the rats out of the city with a flute. Europe about 400 years ago. Remember that? The Pied Piper of Hamelin?
What?
Yeah.
He did what?
Yeah, he, there was a plague back then, the Black Plague, and there's a an old story about the Pied Piper of Hamelin. Hamelin is a city in Europe, and they heard of how he can play the flute and lead all the rats out, and he did. He, played his flute. All the rats came to him, and he led them out of the city and into their doom, into the river. And he rid the town of the plague just by playing a flute.
Really?
Yeah, that was... Well, it's a legend. I don't know how much of it is true. But it is a famous story. It's a famous story about that. Yeah, the Pied Piper of Hamelin. Even Jim Henson's Muppets did a version of that. It's such an old story. Anywho, I said that because of Roddy Ryder Piper. So, you know, I mean, maybe he's related. Maybe Roddy Piper's related to the Pied Piper that led the rats out.
You wanna play the Spanky Brown clip with Roddy Piper again?
You can play it if you want. It's your show.
I do love this clip because my good friend, he was a South Carolina comedian on the East Coast. And him and me and Spanky, man, we were really good friends. And we met back up on Block Talk Radio after years. And, whenever
you're talking about
Spanky
Brown.
Spanky Brown. Spanky always had my back. And Spanky passed away. He had a sudden heart attack, and that really broke my heart. But this is Spanky Brown with Roddy Piper. I'm letting you know how these shows can go bad.
Yes,
but they
this
also
is this,
really
first of all,
good.
This is Spanky Brown. And,
Spanky Brown,
there he is, Spanky Brown.
Yeah, let me tell y'all, this is some bullshit right here. I want y'all to know. I went out to Marshall today and bought a kilt. I bought a damn kilt. First of all,
yeah.
Are you wearing it? And please, if you are wearing it, please tell us you're going commando too.
Black folk, we don't do the commando thing too often, but listen.
They don't make kilts long enough for that, Ron.
That's right.
Black
you tell them.
Does not go commando.
Let alone wear a freaking kilt. But look, Amos six black folk in the world got a kilt on. I'm one of them right now because I'm sitting with my kilt on. I got a kilt with spinners on it right now, and I thought that you guys through and have freaking Roddy Piper on, because I'm ready for some Roddy Roddiness. And I stay up late. I'm skipping the Matlock Marathon on IV television right now to be here with y'all ass, and I can't believe this shit. I got my copy of They Live on my lap.
That's a great movie.
And I cannot believe that you guys have not come through with the interview. I really am disappointed because I was all set and ready.
Yeah, it was really cool because I found out Roddy Piper was not going to be on the show. And it was because Roddy Piper did not know that he was supposed to be on the show. So I called Spanky, and I told him the situation, and I told him, I said, Don't insult Rowdy Roddy Piper. Insult the hell out of us. And he did exactly that. That was a really good
challenge. It's a shame that Spanky died. And Roddy died, too. Reminds me of the song, "These are the people who died, who died. These are the people who died, who died. They were all my friends. They just died."
Spanky was, man, he was like one of my first comedian friends. He thought I was going to strip in front of the Akatunde show because all the audience was telling me to take it off. I was like, okay. And Spanky was holding on to me. I was like, Spanky, seriously, I'm not that drunk. I'm not going to strip. We all became friends, you know? Spanky Brown. I got to show you videos of Spanky Brown, man. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he was cool. He was really good.
And he always had my back. We were at conventions, and I'm like, hello, Nick. You know, Nick, I can't get a hold of Michaela. Hello, who do we call? Spanky. And Spanky was doing all the conventions with us. Yes, Deborah Lamb, like a whole bunch of, like, Spanky always just went with it. He always had my back.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we would call Ghostbusters and they would never respond. I don't think that they exist. I think that they're only in movies.
Yeah.
I think the Ghostbusters are just movies.
You know, you might have had the wrong number. Because if you count the number of letters in Ghostbusters, it's way more than 10.
It is.
By far.
Oh, what a fallacy. Yeah, I get it now.
I mean, you could call Ghostbusters. But I think that you'd be kind of terrified with the results that you'd get there on search engines.
It might be. You never know. You could, like, dial a number and call the Kremlin, and it's like, oh, hi, Putin. Hi, Putin. Could you not just, like, wage war on people anymore? Or what about, like, Biden? Could you just not do anything? Or people in our, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Could you just, focus on interstate relations?
Yeah.
While the world around us explodes, yeah.
Yeah. As long as you're not doing what you're doing right now, just do something different. A lot different. Oh, you people of the world. Politicians and people that run us.
You even
here I am,
that.
talking about stuff, things.
Yeah, conferences.
People all over the world join hands and get the love train. All right.
You almost got
they need the love train. Nobody believes in people that don't even go on trains anymore, let alone the love thing. Anyway, I digress.
Thank
Francie,
you.
Go on with your Roddy Roddy Piper and Spanky Brown, people that we've gone on had on the show for many, many years. Did you actually introduce Lorenzo?
Yes, I did. Lorenzo, introduce yourself.
Well, I'm a homeless man from the North Islands area.
He needs to get his own Block Talk radio show.
And I just recently, the other day, met your husband.
Fiancé. I guess we're legally married.
Nick Nicholas, he's a very decent man.
I love that. I love that, funny bear.
I could tell because he had a bunch of shit out front of his house for me to come look through. And upon the perusing of the shit of his out front of the house, he caught me playing with an umbrella for about 2 or 3 minutes. And I guess once he was done laughing at him, at me by himself, he came on out and introduced himself. And I really was very, very surprised at the man that he seemed to be. So I came over today about a week later, and I met his lovely fiance, his lovely wife.
What?
And I began eating all of the food.
I'm lovely.
I began consuming all of the food that they had inside of their house immediately. And
he took a nap.
I ate so much, I took a nap.
Just kidding.
If you could hear the monologues in my mind, you'd be something like, man, it's hot in here. I'm going to go sleep. I hope they don't mind. And then I would look at them, and I'd kind of repeat the process, and they'd be talking. And I'd be like, man, this sounds like some interesting shit they're talking about. And then it all kind of went black. And I woke up a while later after they came back from the store. And I got stood up and got a cramp immediately because I deserve it. And then I was given some potassium pills, which I'm very grateful for. I'm sure if I manage long.
Take one a day.
I'm
going to
take like 5 with me.
Don't take one. Just take one.
Take 5 with me.
Oh, you're going to take that whole pill bottle with me.
I'll lose them.
You're going to take the pill bottle with you.
I'll lose them. So I'm going to be like, ooh,
you're not gonna go
I'm not
going to
read this. I'm just going to steal this orange bottle.
Well, and they're going to be like, oh, potassium, vitamins.
And then they'll look it up and be like, oh.
All right. You take just a couple of them, and then you come and get the rest of them.
I'll see you much later.
He's a potassium vampire. He only came over here for our potassium.
We don't want to see him.
He only came over here for our potassium. He's a potassium vampire.
Where's the zinc at? I need zinc and copper.
Hey, good morning to you, David Lee Roth.
Hey, guys, in honor of the Grammys, I have a rock and roll legend, a rock and roll Hall of Famer here with me. Guy had a record come out last Tuesday. He sold over 100 million records worldwide. You want me to see if I can get him on the line?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Hey, congrats
to who much that is.
Diamond, you.
Yeah. Oh. So, Melody, you going to be playing John Philbin when you're out there?
Hold on.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he appreciates me discussing his personal life either, but hopefully. I mean, he lives in my sister's neighborhood. I have yet to visit my sister, but they actually are practically neighbors. Oh, very cool. Wait, I think we got a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer coming in.
Okay. He's willing to sing for us, but I don't think he wants to talk. Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Bono?
He wants us to do the chorus. I think we'll know his voice. I'm gonna hand him the phone. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, I lost the thing.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. All I've got, I have still. At least I don't need to beg or borrow. I'm living at a place that kills.
Woo! Running with the devil.
Wow.
I'm trying to think.
Hey, you tell David Lee Roth there's another Hoosier on the phone here. From his hometown.
We got it right, guys. Good night, everybody.
Who was that?
It was David Lee Roth.
What? David Lee Roth? What? Really? Yes.
You missed out on something. David Lee Roth just sang live on our show.
Get Diamond Day with the phone.
Yeah, he's with David Madison right now. Holy crap! I didn't see who he is. I'll recognize the face.
You know who he is.
Dan Heyman! Oh, holy fuckers! That was...
That's a voice, man.
Oh, you know what?
Hold on a second. I think I might have a special person to talk to. Just a second. Da-da-da-da-da. He's, this guy is filming this one woman's tattoos on her belly, and she's unzipping her jeans right now so he can get a better view, and, oh, yeah. Hold on. I think I'm getting closer. Got somebody that might want to talk to you. Hold on just a second. Hello?
Hello, is this Jake Busey?
Yeah, this is Jake Busey.
Jake
Busey. Hey, how are you this evening?
I am doing fantastic. I am such a huge fan of you and your father. In fact, when I first started this show, I was like, I got to get you guys on. And here you are.
You
really? Wow, that's awesome that you are a huge fan. Thank you.
I'm
listening right
away. Well, thank you very much. Are we on the air right now? What are you doing? What's going on?
We are live and on the air right now.
Oh, well, that's just too cool. We're over here at the Wyndham Hotel just wrapping up a great Saturday here at the Horrifying, and there's a great group of people, great bunch of people. I tried to say the word all at once, which would have been grunge, and that wouldn't have been good. But it's a great group of people, a lively bunch, and the show has been going fantastic. There's lots of exhibitors, every kind of aspect of horror movies. I'm looking at a guy right now. It looks like he just came out of Hellraiser. And then over here to my right is Freddy Krueger, and then I'm looking at Jason from Friday the 13th across from me. It's quite an interesting eclectic group of folks, and we're just kind of winding down the evening, and tomorrow's going to be a big day. Sunday's going to be another big day, being that it's the Labor Day weekend, so looking forward to I think somewhere in the neighborhood of about 50,000 people showing up tomorrow.
Better than me that needs to go off and burn some people who don't
show it. I think the phone's cutting out. What'd you say?
That's a lot of money to be made.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of money to be made. Yeah. Well, I would imagine. But it's a depressed economy. Not a lot of people have a lot of money. So, it really comes down to people coming out to meet their favorite actors and perhaps buy some products from movies that are special to them that they've been saving up for. And, it's more about meeting and greeting and knowing each other and perhaps having a photo taken with your favorite actor or getting that set of vampire teeth you always wanted. It's a good thing.
I do that.
Can you walk away right now with an autograph from you to me?
I'm sorry, but I'm on a tiny cell phone that was handed to me by your associate. Could you repeat the question?
Yes. I was wondering if you could give Nick an autograph. You and your dad.
Yeah, I could give him an autograph. Absolutely. And then he can bring it to you. Yeah, I could bring it to you. Yeah, the going rate at these shows for the autographs, everyone has a fixed cost, so there's no arguments, and there's no one is given any favors or slighted, or no one feels bad walking away like they got a worse deal than the other person. I mean, there's pretty much just a set rate price of what autographs cost and all that stuff, for the general fans. But absolutely, I'll give an autograph, to Nick. For sure, for you guys, and appreciate talking to you. It's been great, and I can't wait till you get